84. November the 12th, 1984. An interview with Brian Carlton and his wife, Irene Payne Carlton, at their home in Myakka City.
That Myrick, you know, Creed, one married the Taylor boy, and they separated. That's old Red Kilcrease right there. Hi. He's dead too. He had the heart attack. That's the girl.
Ah, yeah.
Myra Kilcrease Taylor, see. But him and her husband, her and her husband separated.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Anyhow.
Let's take a look at the marks and brands again and explain it to me so I'm sure that I know, so I don't get into discussions with somebody else, like about pole pants and stuff. I don't understand, right?
Okay. Yeah. Well, now, this, of course, I was talking about my granddaddy's.
Okay.
And see, now, this shows left ear here, and this is right ear, what it amounts to, where they sold the two things.
Okay.
Okay. Well, now, this cross street mark like that was a crop. And one, then they split it. That's what they call crop split.
Uh-huh.
And then you make a little kind of a swallow fork deal underneath.
Uh-huh.
That's the underbit.
Underbit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if they made it on the top side of it, it's the upper bit.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Okay. And of course, then this one here is just a crop. Of course, some of them I still don't know. But then, like this. And a swallow fork was just right at the end of the ear. You just hold the ear over like that, and you just take a knife and just cut a swallow fork out of it. If I had a piece of leaf or something, I could show a minute how to cut them. But, and then you got an under square. If you cut just a little, I don't see one right here. Here's one here, like this. See, cut here and over, that's an under square.
This.
Yeah, one in front of it.
Yeah,
but
right.
This under bit back here when you kind of round it back on the back side of it.
I see.
And of course, the swallow fork's just like these two here. See, that swallow fork in each ear.
I see.
When you made the little slot in each ear. Right. Of course, they've got things nowadays, instead of cutting with a knife, they just take them and it's got it on there and they just bash it kind of like you're cutting out a hole in a piece of paper or something like that.
Yeah, like
and they make it all uniform. But used to, they never done that because they taking a knife and you just cut it out.
Yeah.
And I've marked a lot of hogs, and I didn't ever have a whole lot of cows to mark, but I never did have very many. But
somebody had too many of them.
Yeah, well, the time I got there, the land got so high that I couldn't buy.
Of course. But the hogs were marked too.
Oh yeah, I marked, my hog mark was swallow fork and then the under bit in one ear.
Can you draw?
Well, I can draw. I can't even draw my own name.
You can draw. Draw. Try. Were the hog? Would you mark the hogs and the cattle and the cows with your safe with the same brand?
I didn't, but a lot of people did.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, that's supposed to be his ears.
Those are good ears.
And the swallow fork and under bit. And then this one was what they call under slope. You take on the underside and you just ease that part of the ear off. See, it just made the ear look different. So you just cut that under slope hole. And of course, in your my cow brand mark was it had. I used different. I need somebody to draw one.
No, your ears are very good. I think. You think the good
well,
ears
then you get a swallow fork under and upper bit, and that it was in both ears, same thing. The way I had mine.
So it's under
swallow fork, under bit, upper bit each ear. If this is top side, of course, and that's upper bit, and it's the same thing on the bottom,
right?
I only call it under bit.
Under bit. Yeah.
And of course, if you mark them with a crop split or like Grandpa was, a crop split under bit in one ear and crop in the other ear.
Right.
But a lot of times they had it, I think they called his a flower de luce or something like that, but they sometimes. With a certain mark, well, that's what they called it.
Yeah. Like, were there other names like that?
Yeah, but I don't know what all they.
Yeah.
That's the only one I remember.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. course. Now, Hollis or some of them fellas, old fellas, they could probably take it.
They probably could, yeah.
Of course, he used to have hogs all around. But that's, and of course, you know how you brand. I had mine with eggs, L eggs. Had L eggs. Well, now that's
not. What does it stand for?
Well, that's just brand.
It's just a brand.
Well, I tell you the reason I got that, because I got one of Grandpa's old brand, and it had a 76 on it.
Yeah.
And so I cut the 6 off and turned the 7 upside down and made a L out of it.
That's what I wanted.
And then put the X on the other. And that's what it meant to. And Uncle Van, he used to make brand. There's a bunch of, on that old wall, if you can get them to show you. There's brands that he's made, and he's branded that wall.
Oh.
And if you can get a picture of that stuff, it'd be
Wouldn't
interesting.
That be great?
But he could make them. See, he was an old blacksmith anyhow.
And he had it.
He was the kind of fella he is, because he was that way when he was normal.
I understand. He might even just let us take pictures. That would be very interesting to do.
But I know Johnny would let you. I know Johnny would let you take a picture of that.
Yeah.
Of course, on the old door or somewhere right there, just inside the shop, and he'd take that piece of metal and he'd just beat it down flat on the edge and make it whatever he wanted and shape it then.
Right.
And he had it old forge, and he'd done a lot of it with the forge, you know, before he got all this new welding equipment stuff.
Yeah.
And of course, that was hard in welding the stuff with that old forge and stuff.
Nobody can do that anymore.
Very
few
people.
Nobody does.
You wouldn't believe what he did with his honey over there. He cut and shaped. You know, you have to have foundation or wax.
Yeah.
With the grooves in it and the bees put it out.
Yeah.
And he made it all, if you look at it, and how he charted it out and made it, and he did it all on his own. And he
put
grooves in it. He has it to cut it at a certain size and everything.
Well, what that groove, the
But he...
The putting
that
embedding that.
That's really amazing. Are the bees, do they still keep the bees?
Well, they've got a few bees, but they don't look out for them, and they've lost a lot of them.
Yeah.
But that's reading them old hives is all out there. But what
they
he did
take
don't...
picture the hives, too.
Yeah.
Those are things you might remember that I
First, he went out to Kansas, and he bought one of them old steam jennies.
Yeah.
And it's over there now. The old steam thing. He went out there and bought it and had it shipped back in here on a semi truck, and it had a load of hay around it.
Mm-hmm.
But he bought one of the engines off of that old steam engine. And so he used that steam engine to heat that old wax and melt it down, you know, and get all them, and then he'd get all them impurities out of it.
Right.
And it'd be pretty, and it better be yellow, most of it'd be yellow. But then he had the thing rolled out where it'd be just like you go into a store and he used to have his old big rolls of brown wrapping paper, you know?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
they'd have it on a big roll.
Yeah.
And then he'd run it in this embedding machine. And the first one he had made, I think he paid, seemed like $500 or something, which was a lot of money then, but he had it made in there and it didn't come out right. But I think he sent over to France or someplace and got one made and put it back in, and it embeds that. What it does is a little old cell in each one of the, little cells in that piece of, on that beeswax.
Right.
And of course that'd be a piece of beeswax there.
Right.
Well, then you've got different size boxes, or supers they call them. There's a hive body, and then you've got your little super for the honey. And what they did, they run through a size, and somebody orders 10-inch for the big ones, or I don't remember exactly what the other is, 8, I think.
Right.
Maybe one of them 12 and 8, but anyway, thicker than the other one. Well, they just cut whatever size they wanted, and there were so many sheets, and they sell it for the pound.
Yeah.
Because he did a lot of times, they'd bring the old wax there, and he'd clean it up for so much a pound and make the foundation out of it. And it's a lot cheaper than they go to Kilgore or some of them places that you can buy it out of the store, you know,
right.
Or to fix, but it's a lot cheaper. And they stayed just as busy as they could be and doing that. But, he figured out all them pulleys and stuff, because you had to have turned just the right speed, you know, to make everything work.
Right, of course.
And, of course, he run that on electricity, but then after he got that old steam engine, he used it for several years, and then the thing got to having holes in it and stuff, so he bought him one that runs on diesel. And also, he couldn't get wood. But he's got a diesel engine over there to steam that stuff out with, and got that old steam engine thing. But he made good at it. He tried to get the youngest interested in it and stuff, but they like my youngest. My mechanics don't want a lot, but none of them don't want mechanics. So there you go. I just do it for myself for years.
It's funny, you know, there may be grandchildren that will be.
Yeah, they might be. Yeah, somebody called me from California trying to sell me some tools the other day, you know, wanted a drill press or something or another. And of course, I knew my wife wouldn't let me have it. No, she's already mad because I bought the country store out of here. So.
Because she's a pain.
Yeah. But anyhow, that.
Who would have ever thought about buying a country store that he had never seen?
That's all right. I got it. But that is interesting, that wax. It's something.
It really is.
There's very few, of course, there's bound to be these places that have, you know, that do that and sell it like Kilgore or something like that. You know, you can order through a catalog or either go there and they'll get what you want. But what they do here is bring the old wax. And you get the old wax out of hives that's been, maybe they've been eat up with caterpillars or something like that, you know. But you can take that old wax and rework it and use it. And these frames have got built shaped by like that, you know. And most of them got about two sets of wires run right down through here.
Right.
Okay. And it's got a little board in, or most of them have, that you take loose up in here. You take it loose and you slide that a piece of foundation in there and tack them two little piece of wood back in. Used to, they had to heat it. They take an old kerosene lamp and they had a little old roller. They set right up on top of it and get it hot, and then you lay that down and it had a board that it laid on. And you take that thing and just run it down there and it's warm enough, see, that wax just melt to it and you had it stuck.
So
but now they got electric, of course, now, and nearly everything,
so it's,
you know,
faster and easier.
Yeah. And the same thing with throwing out, when they was taking honey out, what they did, they go out, and when they get full of honey, well, they take these frames out of each one of the things, and then they take it in there, and they've got to call an uncapping deal. And of course, now it's electric too. It just gets so hot, you know, and then they hold that thing over and they just slide that thing off on each side, cut the cap off of this, and then they got what they call extractor, and they stick it in. It's got little boxes on each side, and you just slip them in, and you can put, I don't know how many, some of them are bigger than others, you know, maybe hold three frames, six frames, or however big the extractor is. And then you, of course, he turns it up. Used to have to turn it by hand. But then, of course, since it's got electricity, they just turn that on, you know, and it throws all that honey to the bottom. Then you just take that back, and these frames here then are already pulled out from that foundation.
Right.
And it don't take the bees long then to just go back in there and just restack the honey in it. But first, they have to take, when you put them in new, they had to pull all that out and fill it out with a little pocket like the honeycomb.
Yeah.
And but if you haven't got the foundation in there to start with, well, then they make a mess and they'll run them and stick them together.
Right.
But if you've got that started, they'll take that cell and build it right on out.
I didn't know that. I never even read a book about
apiary. Well, now, you told me somebody can tell you about the honey. Now, bees or man can do that.
You would think that would be the messiest stuff
you can wash it off with water in just a few minutes.
And you take your clear, clean bucket of water in there and just rinse your hands in it. And when you do, the honey just goes to the bottom and the water stays just as clean and clear. And all the honey just is heavy. It goes right to the bottom. I helped him extract a year or two. And it was real interesting to me because I'd never wanted to.
I never did like bees because the bees didn't like me.
One of the cutest little things that happened, though.
I was going to ask you. We're going to send some questions about the bees. Yeah.
Well, Uncle Van had the bees over here one day, and I was working with the flowers out in the yard. And our oldest son was about 2 or 3 years, about 2 years old. He was just talking good, and one of the bees next to the flower got in my hair, and I threw my head over and started trying to shake him out. And Walter got all upset. He says, "Mama," says, "that's Uncle Ben's bee."
"Don't hurt the bee," said, "that's Uncle Ben."
Oh, how do you know what kind of thing you see on a lake?
Don't know that. All the thing they do is it's according to the time
location.
Of year and where you set them, see.
If they're near an orange, it's spring, if they're near an orange, you're pretty sure that's where the
palmetto honey, they can tell by the color, a lot of it, and the taste of it, too.
That's right, they're different colors.
They taste it.
A real
light one is palmetto honey makes a beautiful honey. Just as light.
Yeah.
Right there. They're going to look like it. They probably gave out and somebody brought them back.
But anyhow, they goldberry, they have a lot of goldberry honey, too.
What is it?
Goldberry. It's a...